Chris Walls, what's your name? Sherry Stone?
Sherry Stone. That is it.
And a few other people in the studio this morning.
Good morning. We're having some fun over here. It's Chamber Chat time, everybody's favorite time of the week.
It's always fun.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, for the last year, I've been over in the other studio while y'all have been having fun during Chamber Chat. And I'm like, I want to be a part of it. And now I know.
I did make sure to always wave at you through the window to make sure you felt included.
You did. And I appreciated that. I was like, who's over there? What's going on?
What are they doing?
Oh, it's the fun group.
Yes.
I'll bring the alcohol next time. Oh, darn it. I forgot.
Well, yeah, you still have that little bottle in there.
I do.
I have to bring that.
You never know when you need it.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly. I don't think we need it today. We are gearing up and having some fun this morning.
Yeah.
That's right. We have Tara, a fantastic guest with us today. Very excited to introduce you all to Jenna Anderson. She is an Aflac insurance agent here in town. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You probably have a better title than that, than insurance agent, but that's what Jake wrote down. So that's what I read.
Nope, that's okay. I'm generally known as the Aflac lady, so that works perfect. Just as good.
Yep. So she has a duck in her car. I have one of those little ducks at my house. And Sherry, I said I couldn't find it. I was going to bring it in. So every time you were speaking, I could hit the button.
Yeah. I should have brought one. I don't know what I was thinking.
Darn it. Yeah. So when I saw Jenna Anderson, I didn't know Jenna, who you really were until you walked in the studio. Yes. Oh, I know who she is. So tell us a little bit about yourself, though.
Yep. So born and raised in Fremont. Chris would know me formerly as Jenna Papa, which is what a lot of people still call me. So there is that. I've been doing this. I'm in my fifth year now. October will be my fifth year. So it's just crazy to know that time has gone by that fast. Aflac is a supplemental insurance. So we're not health insurance. We complement it if you have it, or it's a really nice benefit to offer to your staff if you can't, you know, afford the expenses of health insurance, whatever. So just a really nice way to be able to offer benefits to your company, basically.
Yeah, is it more, would you say, individual or more business companies that look at it?
More business companies that look at it. So if you have a couple staff members on the payroll, you know, it's a good benefit to look at, because as a business owner, it can save you money. So if we can help you save any money and help your people out, I mean, it's kind of
nobody
a why
wants
not.
That.
I know, right? Why would I want to save money?
Yeah.
You know, I had the Aflac a couple years ago, and man, it saved me some money. My daughter was in the NICU, and I was freaking out, and I just happened to click that NICU just before I got pregnant that I wanted that, and they paid for everything.
Yes.
Oh, everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's like why I do it, because you have those stories of, you know, we were going to lose everything, and then all of a sudden I remembered, oh, I have these benefits, and you know, it's huge what the benefits can pay out to somebody. So it's nice.
And it's not a huge cost either.
No.
I mean, it's affordable.
Yes. Weekly, it's like $7 to $15 a week for like an individual. Yeah. So it's not
peace
a ton of money. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So do I have to have other insurance?
Nope. We don't coordinate.
I can just
with,
have it. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't coordinate with any other benefits. So like if you do have health and you meet your deductible, we'll still pay you regardless.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have health insurance and something happens, we'll still pay you regardless. So it's really,
That's great. Really handy. Mm-hmm. So who would be a good client for you? Is it any business, or is there certain businesses?
Anybody with three or more people on the payroll can do it. You know, we do have a couple of businesses that have upwards to 1,000 people. So anybody in the middle there is good. They just did a reclassification, like I was telling Tara in the lobby while we were waiting. So now farmers, tree people, your ranchers, roofers can get short-term disability.
Oh, wow.
So that is a huge change that Aflac has seen the need for it and made the adjustments. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really nice, because that's protecting your paycheck.
Yeah, yeah. Jenna Anderson with Aflac is with us this morning. Maybe talk a little bit about specifically the services that are involved. I mean, it's not just one blanket thing that covers everything, is it?
Nope. It's kind of like an a la carte system. So you pick and choose what means the most to you. So like we have short-term disability, so that protects your income. You know, your greatest asset is your ability to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Accident plan, so it protects you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So like when you have kids playing high school sports and they get in an accident, Aflac's there to help. We have cancer, there's heart protection, vision, dental, I mean, those are kind of the core products that we look at.
If I'm riding my bike and I'm going pretty fast and I'm on the sidewalk and I see some people blocking the way, I have to go in the grass and I wreck?
Yes.
I'm covered?
Unfortunately, good. That would, yes. We would pay you for your accident.
Why didn't you move?
Or if your name is Sherry Stone and you can't walk straight and you fall all the time?
Yes.
That's Aflac for me.
Yes. Yep.
What coverage is that? The falling coverage?
Yes.
Accident.
Okay.
They help. Some people say I'm and a I can't get accident. Up coverage. Yeah.
Life alert. There we go.
Yes.
What made you want to get into insurance like this?
I just got a random phone call one day, and it would have been my boss that turned, the guy turned into my boss, and he said, you know, you could help people on a greater scale. And it just like hit a chord of, you're right. I mean, why help one business? Because I was in the HR world before, and so now I'm an extension to a lot of people's HR and can help them, you know, implement benefits. A lot of people don't even know what Aflac is or that it's available or like a cancer plan exists. I mean, people are terrified of that, but they don't know that it exists. And we're there to introduce it to them, educate them properly, and then help them along the way if they have to utilize it.
Is there a certain portion that you end up helping people with the most? I mean, is there a just lack of understanding, or is there a certain area where it's always, okay, well, this is where they need help?
So we kind of do it turnkey. So you have just like kind of an open enrollment strategy meeting every year. We generally do educational meetings. So it comes straight from my mouth to educate the staff. So it's completely off of the business's thought process. They don't have to take care of it. Follow-ups, we follow up with everybody after the meeting if they want to enroll. If they don't want to enroll, we make sure they stay in compliance with, you know, their Section 125 stuff. And then from there, if people have claims questions, I give them my cell phone or my office number and I say, you call me directly if you have questions, claims, and we basically help them from the beginning to the end. I think it's all about customer service, and I think a lot of people appreciate that, because a lot of times if you're not in the medical world, you don't know what like a HCFA or like a Form 1500 is. So, hey, Chris, sign this piece of paper. It's a release. I'll go get it. When we get the documents back, we'll file the claim. Is that okay if I help you with that?
Yeah. And, yeah.
For most of the people are like, okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you want me to sign?
And I'm going to get the check on when?
Yeah. We'll actually direct deposit it right into your account. Oh, so you don't even have to get a check.
Yeah.
Yes. That's great. Don't let Lynn know.
Know. Put it in the other account.
Put it in a different account. Yeah.
What do you think is the number one program that you sell to people?
I think the most popular one is probably the accident plan, because it is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you do, you know, have an accident, tweak your back, have to go to the chiropractor, it can help out as little as that. But I think the most important one is your short-term disability, because if you have the inability to come to work, how do you pay your bills?
Right.
You know, so if you don't have that protection in place,
you're done.
Yeah. Everything that you've worked so hard for might get taken away because you can no longer pay those monthly payments. You know, I always tell people you're out-of-pocket medical expenses, they'll take payments because it's unexpected. Whereas like your car or your house, your utilities, even like people joke, I need Hulu if I'm not working because I got to do something. If you don't make payments on those, they'll just come take it or they'll turn it off. Yep. So it's important to have that protection. So then that way you can pay that stuff.
For sure. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
We have an office here in Fremont. Yay. It's over by the stadium, I think it's Heaton
Field now.
You know, I still call it Memorial.
I know.
Stadium,
yeah, I think it's
shame on me.
Heaton Field at Memorial Stadium. There
you
now.
Go. So you're still correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
We are in the Jacobs Center on the second floor. Otherwise, I just generally give out my cell phone number. So I don't know if I should
you
I give it. That out over the air.
What?
My
you
number
can only
is
do it
she's
once.
Married
no.
though, friends.
402. Yes. 402-720-6099. Again, out of Fremont, born and raised. would love to, even if somebody just wants to know what options they have to look at, mm-hmm. would love to. I always welcome questions.
So. And she's okay. grown in the past 5 years. I mean, you kind of started out on your own, and now you've got a team working with you.
Oh, nice. Some
back-end admin help. I have two gals in the office that help. And then there is another agent here in town, Jen Kaufman. She works with me as well, and we're both out of that office. And she does a phenomenal job. So I'm super fortunate to be able to work with her.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Let's talk chamber stuff. I didn't make it last night. I was here till late. So how did it go?
That's no good. It was fantastic. Great Plans Communications hosted Business After Hours at the 505 in La Hacienda Catered. So it was just a fantastic night. So you missed out. I'm sorry.
I know.
I should have brought you a growler or something today. Yeah. That would have been nice of me.
Yes. His eyes just lit up.
What? We could have shared it.
But otherwise, I want to make sure people know we had advertised Friday being a Scooters ribbon cutting at the new location out by Hobby Lobby, but that got pushed back. So do not show up on Friday. We will not be there, but we'll be there on March 18th at 11 a.m. Okay. So come out then. Otherwise, I wanted to mention a couple things about Ag Week because we're really excited about that. We have our Excellence in Agriculture Awards Luncheon on March 22nd out at the Golf Club from 11:30 to 1. And then that Thursday, we are playing Family Feud Farm Edition.
Fun.
So we have actually interviewed 100 Nebraska farmers and put the game together. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Put your teams of four together. It's only $20. We'll have some prizes. If you just want to watch, it's from 4 to 6 that night out at Butler Ag. And Tad's going to have some great adult beverages and food.
Fun.
So we can heckle everybody playing.
The game at Butler Ag, they're fun too.
They are.
Yeah.
Good crew.
Be a fun time for sure. All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Guess we can stop talking so Chief Elliot can have some time.
Yeah, we better get Chief Elliot in here. Jenna, thanks for stopping
thank
in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. All right. We'll take a quick break and get Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliot in studio here on Fremont's Morning Mix. On Fremont's Morning Mix. Good morning, Chris Walls, Sherry Stone with you, along with Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliott this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Some great weather out there. And with that, we don't always see those two-wheeled vehicles out there. So maybe remind our listeners to be on the lookout.
Right. With the weather getting better, people are out on their motorcycles. We want to remind everyone to look twice at every one of these intersections. Every time you have an accident with a motorcycle, the chance of injury or death is increased substantially. So please pay attention while you're out driving, especially at the highways and stuff with the crossings there, because motorcycle pulls out in front of you or you pull out in front of a motorcycle, chance of something really bad happening is pretty good.
Definitely. You have a new campaign starting up here, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a, it's called You Drive, You Text, You Pay. And so it's basically a enforcement for texting and driving. And while texting and driving is what they call a secondary offense, we are going to specifically put officers out there looking for primary offenses to pull people over for texting and driving. Mm-hmm. So that'll begin on April 4th and run through April 10th. It's a statewide program. Fremont Police will be participating. I'm sure the Nebraska State Patrol will. We encourage people not to text and drive. And I know how difficult it is because even on the way here, my phone was beeping and I wanted to pick it up and look at it.
Right. I know. It is.
It's really hard.
It is. It makes it really hard. And I don't know, unless something changes in the legislature side, it does. It makes it hard for you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to pull people over. But I'll tell you this, in my opinion, texting and driving is as dangerous as drunk driving. You shouldn't do it. And I would suspect that a large number of the accidents that we have can ultimately be attributed to some form of distracted driving, particularly with people's phones.
Well, and with this campaign, that only tells us that, yeah, it is becoming serious. That's the only reason why you would have the campaign and make and be out there enforcing it, right?
Right. And it's, I mean, I'm sure you've driven around. You see people sitting at a stoplight with their phone, the light turns, and they're not paying any attention. You know, and I've actually witnessed people driving 75 miles an hour down the highway on their phone, not paying attention at all. I assume maybe they have lane assist or something, but I can't imagine someone taking those types of chances.
Yeah, that's not a very good excuse. I mean, if you're, I had lane assistance and I didn't mean to crash mean to run into that. Yeah.
But I know that, like, with my vehicle, we're able to chime into it and it can answer it audio wise instead of answering it texting wise. So that at least they're trying to make some efforts into clearing this up, you know, but you know, you've got a lot of these kids that are so distracted by their phones and it's kind of a little terrifying.
Yeah. I think it's something that needs to be addressed. I think that eventually the legislature is going to need to look at it making it a primary offense. So.
Yeah, I'm not on top of what other states are doing, but that's usually I'll ask, well, what are other people doing? Because a lot of times we're not always leading.
Right.
We're usually following. Yeah. So that's kind of the way it goes. Anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I would say at this time of year, now that things are warming up, in particular, people start, especially after it's been cold one week and it starts to get warm, you get a group of individuals that don't have anything better to do at night than break into cars. Mm-hmm. And this is a prime time. So we're telling people, make sure you lock your cars, make sure you lock your garage doors, don't leave your wallet in your car, don't leave your keys in your car, keep things locked up. Everybody says, well, you know, this is Fremont, nothing ever happens here. Mm-hmm. Well, trust me, people break into cars every day, and people get their cars stolen, and people get their garages broken into. And if you don't want to be a victim, use some very simple precautions, and that is lock your stuff up, don't leave your wallet in your car, don't leave valuables out there, because someone will take it.
Yeah, I think we just had a camper stolen, didn't we, last week?
I suspect. It happens all the time.
So.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
You can call the Fremont Police non-emergency number at 402-727-2677. That's 727-COPS. You can call Crime Stoppers at 402-727-4002 and then 911 if you have an emergency.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate seeing you instead of that Bodorf guy.
Thank you.
Just kidding, Captain Kurt. Just kidding.
You know he's listening.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right. Thank you, Chief. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep. 8:50, right at 9 o'clock now on Fremont's Morning Mix. We'll be right back.